సంసారీఢలోక ప్రాణా యొక్క అరుణ్య ఘనాఘనాత్మం భ్రాతస్య కళ్యాణ గుణార్ణమస్య మందే గురుణ. నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ విష్ణుపృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతీందరుబాసింధుభ్యేవతానాభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ఆన్ ది బ్యాంక్ ఆఫ్ గంగా రివర్ అండ్ ఎక్స్టెన్సివ్లీ హి టోర్డ్ throughout India by walking, because the 15th century there was no vehicles. Everyone should walk. They should walk even to the remote corners or places, religious places, they traveled by walk. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu walked throughout, but you should know the present world, which we are most of scientific advancement. This scientific advancement creates malice and all intolerance and so many other wretched and stupid activities which we should not enter into, because people, their hearts are not pure. Day by day, science is growing and impurity of the mind is growing. Wherever you see here, on the doorways and walls, what are these writings? What for this writing? How far they are benefited by writing? And who is benefited? What is this? What for we have come to this human body, our human body, what for? Is it for thinking worst of others and thinking that they can do, they cannot do, but they can destroy? Now everywhere destruction is now at the beginning stage. and it will develop. And when people suffer, until people suffer, people cannot realize what to do. The problem day to day is growing.
Problemi iz dana u dan se povećavaju.
Great scientists,
veliki znanstvenici,
cannot do anything.
Ne mogu ništa učiniti.
Nobody is anxious to establish peace in the world.
Da se uspostavi mir na svijetu.
We want peace.
Mi želimo mir.
Everybody wants peace. The robber also wants peace. Without peace, nothing can be done. How to attain that peace? The greatest problem today, how to get that? The competition market. You see, they are constructing, we are constructing. Everywhere only construction of instruments, construction of so many things, which is not at all helpful to establish peace. Nobody thinks a second. What is the aim of our life? What is the aim of our science? And what this science will last, lead us to? That we don't have. We have no idea. My dear brothers, all of you are educated. But the present education doesn't help anyone. Only it will help you for anger and ego and malice. We cannot conquer our ego, I and mine. We never think deep about what we say. What we do, what is the aim? Aimless march, aimless competition, aimless discoveries. No, even they say we are scientists. We can destroy and we can help to stop the destruction. My dear friends, seriously you have to think. Atheistic countries, not only it is a religion, but day to day it is developing everywhere. What is atheistics? They say no God. The problem is only due to God realization or God belief. If one thinks God is there, you have to realize Him. He is the Creator. He is powerful. And He can establish peace, eternal place in the country, in the world. But nowhere people are now feeling happy. Everybody is suffering, suffering, suffering. One country today, another country tomorrow, another country the day after tomorrow. All are suffering. And what is this suffering? How can we control this suffering? Nobody wants to think it. The scientists always, they invent new inventions. What is it? They doesn't know. Where does it lead us to? That doesn't know. Nor their anxiety to know. The responsibility of the present day education is only for destruction. If you deny the existence of the Supreme Lord and someone, the cause of this universe, then people have to suffer. They suffer. They are suffering now. The places where war was fought, there only atheism spread. No God. Might is right. Now people who are advancing in science can establish peace throughout the world. No, sir. It is not possible. The peace can be established only if we think of the Supreme Godhead, the creator of this world, whose desire, whose will is the main cause for the movement. He is like fire in wood. This is a stick. It has no life, but it has got fire. Where? If the fire is there, you can touch it, fire will burn you. It is not doing that. How can I know that like this? That the fire is there. Just like the Lord, Supreme Lord, is in everywhere. In this whole body, He is Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Vrdeche Arjuna Tishtati. Everywhere, each and every object, the Lord is there. Supreme Lord is there. He is Godhead. That Godhead, we don't want to break our heads thinking of Godhead. The so-called scientists, they want to exhibit, establish that there is no God. What is moving? Nothing is moving.
Ništa se ne pokreće.
It is the power. Power is the science. No. The God is there.
God postoji.
When we are in danger, when we are unhappy, when we are physically, mentally suffering, then we want the remedy. And that remedy can be easily understood if we believe the survival of the truth, survival of the Godhead. The Godhead exists everywhere.
Walks through the posture.
There is no place, no object without the existence of the Lord. If so, it is God's blessings, the mercy of the God will help us mankind to be free from ignorance, free from delusion, free from the Maya, the deluding potency of the Lord. That Maya is now everywhere, pervading everywhere. Now I must conquer that Maya.
Ja moram nadvladati tu Maju.
How can you conquer?
Kako možeš nadvladati?
But science cannot conquer it.
Znanost ne može nadvladati.
It can be conquered by the mercy of the Supreme Lord that exists, that survives everywhere. Wherever you see, whatever you see, that is the God's creation and God's survival and God's to let you know this. In different forms, surviving in this world. So our scientific, spiritually scientific, the knowledge that is not material knowledge, that is transcendental knowledge. That transcendental knowledge the scientists never enter. Nor they are eligible to know it or think of it. They should know, all of the world can able to know the survival of the Godhead. And to know that Godhead, one should come to a realized soul, a realized spiritual master, a bona fide spiritual master, and through the service of the master, and through his service, we can get the knowledge. The proper knowledge, if we can know one thing, that is Godhead. So, in our younger age, in India and elsewhere, they perform this nama, they give name to the boy. And Akshara Abhyasa, that they say Om, write and slate, Om. They do not know what is the meaning of Om, nor is the child is anxious to know it. Only he will repeat Om and he will write Om. Then other words can be written. Like that, they teach our spiritual masters, they teach us about the origin, about the cause of this universe, about the supreme guide of this universe. According to them is Godhead. And that Godhead can be understood only if a student comes to the teacher and submits to the teacher, and he will live it with the teacher. up to his 25th year. We have to learn so many things. And properly we will be taught. Properly we will be taught. That proper is that the Lord God is there. And God is the master of the whole universe. In the conception of spiritual conception or God conception, there is no ignorance. There is nothing about ignorant people's conception. That conception is correct and the right conception and truth conception. That conception must a student must attain through the mercy and the blessings of the spiritual master. The method was quite appropriate, and now times change. Those days change now. Now the question of civilization also doesn't come. What is civilization? What we have to do? We have to do this, we have to do that. We have to do. Every jiva, soul, because it has link with the Supreme Godhead, when it is not covered by maya or ignorance, then it can attach its relation with the Guru and his teachings. Then he will understand that this is my aim. I must learn this. I must submit to my Guru. The submission is slack. The submission is should be cent percent. Cent percent. Without submission, the mercy of the Guru and the Lord will not be there. And when it is not there, how can you understand? Who will explain you about the Lord? Only those God-realized people. Those realized people, if we are fortunate, we can meet them and they will destroy our doubts, all doubts, to which we accept. But nowadays, nobody wants it. None is there to help others. A Guru or a realized soul, he has no self. Whatever he does, it is only for others. He is not selfish. Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. The whole world is a family, one family. It is my family. My duty is to serve my family members. That sort of conception and Lord spiritual conception or unattached spiritual conception. Spiritual conception never depend on eye and mind. This is mine. I, well, this body is I. This is not a spiritual body. It is a material body, which doesn't survive eternally. And it has no relation with me. I am a soul. I never born in this world, because my birth is only according to my past activity. That prarabdha karma, forces me to enter into this womb. I have to enter, and I have to undergo the punishment to which you think it is only enjoyment. No, it is punishment. You deeply, when you think that what is punishment and what is happiness? Happiness, this happiness must be enjoyed by all the birds and beasts and human beings, all, then only it is the real enjoyment. But we have not come to that stage. We do not know when we can get such a birth, because always we are enforced by Maya. Whatever Maya, all the delusion, loves and leads us to do, we will do it. We have no independence. So my birth is not according to my will. It is the will of my action. The action. If I want to go to the east, then it will argue, no, 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 that side full of thorns. It is not useful. Don't go that side. Turn back. It will turn back. But it is not true, because he has to suffer more here. So, one is guided by his past action, is called Maya. Now that Maya we must control. How control? Daiviyesha gunamayi mama maya duraktaya mameva jeva upadyante mayam. Daivi maya mameva jeva prapadyate prapadyante maya tarantite. One who surrenders to me, he only can control Maya, my Maya, my deluding potency. Deluding potency. What it says, what is good, it says, doesn't accept it as good. And what is bad, he doesn't accept it as a bad. Quite opposite conception. So good is bad, bad is good. Right is wrong, wrong is right. So this side of misconception, misunderstanding, as long as it survives, people will be leading in a wrong path. Wrong path. Now, to bring back the right path, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Nadia, and he says, he now says, you all, repeat Nama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. There are the 32 letters and 16 namams. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Independent, these are independent namams. And they are combined 16 namams at the Mahamantra. And they are called Mahamantra. Mahaprabhu kahe kahilam ei Mahamantra. Ya japa gya sabe kariya nirbandha. Ya ite sarva siddhi hoive savar. Sarvakkhan bolo ite vidhina hiyar. Kri bhojane, kri chayane, kri bha jagarane. Ahanyasa chinta krishna bolo ho bhajane. नाम भज नाम चिंत नाम कर सार नाम बिना कोई कहे को क्या है ना देयर इज नो अदर वे
नेमद्रु को पूता
नो अदर रूट
नेमद्रु नाचन
ओनली रूट इज प्योरिफाइड नाम नेम इज दिस नेम
तो ही में
दिस डिवाइन नेम इट इज नेम इज डिवाइन नेम इज मोर पावरफुल देन
ही में मोचनी है
the formation body. You see in Ramayana,
Rama, ime.
There is a story when the army of Ramachandra were constructing a bridge from India to Lanka. That bridge should be a floating bridge unless they cannot put their stones or even they put the mountains, they cannot construct. So only the supreme engineer is Nala Chakravarti, Nala. All the monkish beings lie, big stones. He writes on it, Rama. Rama. And put that stone on the mortars. It sets. It won't go down. And seeing this, Ramachandra was seeing. He was astonished. Do this? There can be nowhere a stone floating in water, but floating. They got the right Rama on it. The name of that Rama, it is the divine name, most powerful than Rama himself. Rama cannot understand, though the name belongs to him. There is no difference between Rama and the form. If we worship the figure of the feet, we offer fruits, flowers, paste, and sandalwood paste, we perform arati, we do puja. That puja, he told him, Mahiyam mayani tirthani na deva amatsala mayam te puranti uru kale na sa darsana deva sadhava. He said that, yes, you can get the result of worshipping a murti or idol. But if you repeat the namam, it will give you more response. Immediate response. So, which do you prefer? If you prefer repeating namam, then your three gunas, satya guna, rajo guna and tamo guna, these gunas will be subdued and now, whatever you want, you will get. And if you doesn't want anything, this material or anything transitory, permanent one will be given to you. So you pleasure be nam. Therefore, since then, all the devotees, they forgot the other ways of worship and they followed this Nama Kirtan, divine name, repetition of divine name. Very simple. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No difficulty. No money is wanted. No yoga sadhana is wanted. No concentration of mind is wanted. No, whatever condition you may be, or your mind may be, and your position may be, if you repeat namam, if you repeat divine name, definitely you will get the result. If you are sincere, you can observe it. If you are not sincere, we are not talking about. Now those who are sincere, those who surrender to the Lord, they can easily conquer Maya. Who can conquer the Maya? Maya is a deluding potency which deludes the whole world. Under Maya we are under the influence of Maya. What we say, what we do, and what we hear, everything is Maya. It is mesmerism. It is not the truth. Yet we always follow it. Now the whole vocabulary and the sound literature is only for expansion of Maya. No use. It is not there in reality. It is called avidya. Avidya. Ajnana. No knowledge. It is knowledge. No, it is not proper knowledge. So proper knowledge is to repeat divine name. And anything other you repeat, you say, you talk, it is useless. It is only Maya. By that you will expand your life term to suffer. A man may discover many things, want to long live, what for? To suffer. Because he cannot be free from his last or past activities. He is enforced. He is controlled by Maya. Maya is controlling it. How can you be free from it? You can be only free when you surrender to the Lord. Gita says, Daiviyasa gunamayi mama maya durattaya. Nobody can control Maya. Even the great saints could not be able to control Maya. Very, very difficult to control. Mamevati prapadyante, one who surrenders to me, he will easily conquer. So that surrender, I have to surrender to the Lord. I must surrender to the Lord. This surrender is that I am yours. O Lord, I am yours. I cannot see, I cannot hear, I cannot talk, I cannot do what is allotted to all these limbs. We are unable to do it. And whatever they do, thereby I cannot satisfy myself, because it is due to your blessings. I understood that this is all Maya, yet my mind doesn't realize that peace and the problem is there. So how can I solve this problem, sir? You are my help. You are my protector. You are my savior. None except you be my savior. If one surrenders, the deep surrender, entire surrender, I surrender, I surrender. I am helpless child. Helpless child. So when I am helpless, I need help. From whose help? Not anybody's help of this world. Any machine's help of this world, and power of this world, and anything of this world, material world, no useful to me. They won't help me. Only you help. You bless me. I surrender. Seriousness prevails. Then only a devotee can proceed. Daily weeping, 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 with all sincerity, he will step by step go up and reject the Maya's power, the powerful Maya. This is my body, this is my stake, I am this body, this is my wife, she is my wife, and she is my daughter, he is my son, nothing. Kekascha patiputradya mohe vahi karnam. My son, my wife, my children, my wealth, nothing is them, yours. It has come to you, it will go. The wife and children, they come, they go. They cannot be permanent. You see now, there is no bondage. Yes, in the culture of Bharatvarsha, there is a bondage, marriage bondage. The wife should promise the husband, till my death I won't leave you. Though you leave me, I won't leave you. And the wife and husband both, they take this oath on the day of marriage that you must save me, you must look after me. That is not found in Western countries. No. No, they are free to mix, to do and enjoy and observe. They are free to go. This sort of conception is not good to the society. Yet we are now in such a stage that though knowing that it is bad, we are unable to reject it. We do the same thing. So, the main cause of this is Maya, deluding potency, Maya, Vaviyasa, Gunamayi, Mama Maya. What is that Maya? Three types of Maya. The Maya that controls me, rules me, and I have to follow it. I have to obey its order. I laugh, I enjoy, I feel happy. Everything is Maya. It is not real happiness. Real happiness will be always there. It don't disappear. Happiness now, after 1 hour, it disappears. Drivers. Oh, this is not the humanity's action. But anyhow, we are accustomed to such sort of life, and such a sort of life must be changed. Mahaprabhu says, it is a question. Now, you always think, if I realize that I am the eternal servant of my eternal master, tad-bhṛkta bhṛkta parichāraka bhṛkta 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 sa bhṛkta iti māṁ smaralokana. There was one Kulasekhara, Raja, King Kulasekhara in South India. He was a king. So many Vaishnavas, devotees, their cult, they come to the king and remain there, talking about the devotional thoughts. And they were fed prasadam. But the minister thought, our exchequer will be empty, because daily 1,000 people come and take food here, far from it. We cannot force the king, because the king can may not be able to realize it. So, once the night, the necklace, gem of the deities bell, Lakshmi Narayana, it was committed theft by knowing ministers. Early in the morning, the ministers reported the king, Maharaja, the necklace is not visible. Then he says, what happened? Who has done this? Who is coming? Nobody is coming except the devotees. Then do you think that the devotees have committed theft? We cannot say, we have not seen. All right. Now, bring a serpent, a venomous serpent, cobra. Now catch in the forest and bring it here. I will sit in this room and the doors will be closed. Windows will be open. You will see. I will sit in the center and leave that serpent. If it harms me, then definitely these people have done that. But Maharaja was sitting. The serpent goes from this side to that side, that side to this side, this side. Never touches the king. Then the ministers were trembling with fear. Maharaja has not committed theft, nor he, the devotee, is committed. Now the truth Maharaja will discover and he will send us to the jail. Then, because all were there, there brought Radha Sahib. Radha Sahib, what is the matter? You reported, what is that matter? Sir, because daily 1,000 devotees come and eat away the Radha's property, in order to stop it, we have done that. Instead, good. You are the ministers. Now, tomorrow early in the morning at 4 o'clock, I will go away from this place to Sri Ranganath. Lord Ranganath, I will worship. I will never see your face. Don't show your face to me. I don't want your empire, kingdom, nothing I want. You are all were trembling. And Maharaja, next day, early in the morning, without anybody's present there, he went away to Sri Ranganath. There he was engaged in the service of the Lord. Then they brought his son and took the permission of the father and made her nikah. But he said, no, this is a treacherous soil. The world is a treacherous soil. Everywhere you see treachery. To whom we can believe? Now you do. You do your business. I will do my business. I don't want that. I don't. So because a devotee, he was a devotee, he was not afraid of suffering. And actually a devotee cannot suffer. The Lord is so powerful. He will never make his devotees, not only one, millions of devotees. There may be. They cannot suffer. They will get relief. So, here, they are not influenced by Maya. They are free from Maya. Why do they care of the kingdom? Nothing. Such is the devotion. One must do the devotion, submit himself to the Lord, never commit anything wrong, always. Devotion, repeating the Namam, singing the glories, and engaged always in. That is why they say, the bhakta, the devotee, is not under the control of Maya. No Maya can control it. This may be not palatable to you, but actually you can realize, know it later on. The Lord blesses you. You also will know it. Many births we have lost, millions of births lost. Whether we are human beings or beasts or birds or insects or germs, we don't realize, we don't remember. But when we take to births and deaths, many, many births. After so many births, now I get this human form. I come in touch with the spiritual teaching and the scriptures, Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavata. See, after so many births, I could get in touch with these things, and thereby we realize that the Lord is there, and we must worship the Lord by repeating His divine name. Thereby, I will be free from suffering. I will be happy. In this body only I will realize that I never feel. I feel always happy. I feel always happy. It is a conception, the spiritual conception one can have through the contact of spiritual persons, all scriptures, all the guides. Oh, all of us should follow the teachings of devotees and become devotees. That is what we want to you, and we beg you to be Vansha Kalpataru Bhasu, Prabhasandhu Devasu, Padpanam Bhavanam Bhavan, our Vishnu Maharaj, the world's and beg for you.
पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्ति वैभव पुरी गोस्वामी नामिने गौरवाणी प्रचाराय दृढ़ संकल्प मूर्तये कृष्ण शक्ति स्वरूपाय भक्ति प्रदायने नमः। नमो विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती नामिने श्री वार्षभानवि देवी दयिताय कृपाब्धये कृष्ण संबंध विज्ञान दायिनी प्रभवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। अनर्पितचरिञ्चिरात् करुणयावतीन्नः कलौ समर्पयितुं नतौज्ज्वलरक्तरक्ताभक्तः श्रियं हरिः पुरटसुन्दरद्युतिकदम्बसन्दीपितौ सदा हृदयस्कन्दरे स्फुरतु हसचिनन्दनः। नवजलधर विद्योदोतपन्नौ प्रसन्नौ वदननयन पद्मौ चारुचन्द्रावतं सुवलकातिलक भालौ केशवेश प्रफुल्लौ भज भजतु मनोरे राधिका कृष्णचन्द्रौ। जगदानन्दकन्दाय प्रणतार्तिहराय च नीलाञ्चलनिवासाय जगन्नाथाय ते नमः। जयरूपसनातन भट्टरघुनाथ श्रीजीवगोपालभट्टदास रघुनाथ इच्छा गोसाईकरी चरणे बन्दन जहाय ते विघ्ननाशविष्टपुराण श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। इन द वेरी बिगिनिंग आई ऑफर माय रेस्पेक्टफुल ओबेसेंसेस टू माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर हूज लोटस फीट मर्सीफुल टू मी एंड गेव मी दिस शेल्टर and I am able to sit in this spiritual discussion, and I offer my respect to all Vaishnavas, ladies and gentlemen. Now 2 days we have listened about many things, the glories of Sri Bhagavata Nama and the spiritual path and what is the goal of our human life, where from we came and where we have to go. This is a complete knowledge, and if we practice, then we will be satisfied and we will get peace, and we don't want anything in any condition. Kartum susukhum kartum abhyam. Lord, Supreme Lord has told Himself, be kind to the human society, and mostly this time of this social condition, we cannot practice anything. Also, we practice, we cannot get any positive result, except only this divine name. Divine name is a sound exercise, and that sound, if relatively practice with the guidance of a spiritual master, and this power, when connect with the Supreme Lord, then we immediately receive our life, the spiritual pleasure. By we say in love, the spiritual love. Through this sound process, if we relate ourselves with strong faith, with affection and love, then we will immediately realize ourselves. That only realizable matter is not a discussion matter. Just to judge which is positive and what is our goal, we are discussing this. But to realize, to taste, we must practice. Without practice, we cannot get this. So discussion, a little discussion is sufficient for our life. We can fix our mind, we can fix our aim, but we have to practice, and practice will always continue to grow up our spirituality. How much we will practice, we will get same benediction, energy from the Supreme Lord. This is confirmed by all scriptures. So we are fortunate with you. Now 2 days our revealed Divine Master, he in his practical life, he has given all this realization. These sounds are not ordinary sound, this speech are not ordinary speech. This is a very long realization and practical. When it comes automatically, spontaneously, through this feeling of the heart and the soul, and it will sure affect to our heart, and it will change our character. How much we have done anything seen or anything wrong activities, that is not a matter. But this is so powerful feeling, it can destroy a mountain of accumulation of sins. But this is mostly essential to know, if we do any offense, we will not believe them, then we will not get any action. This is mostly dangerous for our future life. We can change our consciousness completely. But what we have done in our past life, that is not important. To my request, all will keep their faith to their own realization and the words what we taught from now. It is coming from our past acharyas and the scriptures. This is not any speculation or mental concords or human created by their education or qualification. This is coming from the source of our parampara, from the Supreme Lord Himself. So we hope you will understand the value of this time and this sound and these teachings, and you start your new life and get this immortal life. So we think we will not die. We are not this body, and we are not under this material force. If we determine and we proceed our life, then we will be qualified to enter the spiritual world, and we will enjoy our service and activities with the Creator, Supreme Lord. I hope the now time is passed, and with little chanting, and they will distribute prasadam, and we Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now, spiritual dance, spiritual song, that is mostly permitted in this Kali Yuga. Therefore, we, in the last moment, we will little enjoy, and then we will go.